Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are taking a look at prayer secrets from Bible characters. Many people long to see their prayer life infused with life and with answers. We can make observations and gain great insight by studying the lives of Bible characters who possessed a tremendous communion with God, a communication with the Lord that brought answers. One definition for prayer is communication between two people who love each other. God wants that kind of loving communication with you every single day of your life. Today we'll take a look at the prayer secrets of Moses. It was said about Moses in Exodus 33 verse 11 that the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to a friend. This description of Moses' communion with God, his prayer life, is very profound. And God wants that to be said about you, that you speak with the Lord as a man speaks with his friend. What are some of the prayer secrets found in the life of Moses? One outstanding example of Moses interceding or praying to the Lord on behalf of the people of Israel, whom he had led out of the bondage of Egypt into the wilderness, is found in Numbers chapter 14. Here we find the place where the spies that had been sent into the land of flowing with milk and honey, that promised land, had come back and given their report about that amazing land. And they said, oh yes, it definitely flows with milk and honey, and here's the fruit of it. And they showed to Moses and the people this amazing fruit that they had harvested, tremendous sized fruit, tremendous quantity of fruit. But they said, there are giants in the land. And they began to give what the Bible calls an evil report that put great fear into the people. And the whole congregation, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, rose up and said, oh, if we'd only died in the land of Egypt, or if we'd only died in this wilderness. And they wanted to turn around and go back, select a new leader, and return to Egypt. When the Lord heard this response from the people of Israel, he was very angry. And it says in verse 11 of Numbers chapter 14, and the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me, and how long will they not believe me? With all the signs which I have performed among them, I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. So we see here that the Lord was ready to dispense with the whole lot of them. He was saying to Moses, step aside, I'm going to kill them all by pestilence. But Moses had the heart of an intercessor. He loved the people despite their rebellious ways and despite the fact that they continuously disrespected Moses and his leadership by grumbling and complaining against him. Yet Moses' heart had an unconditional love for this people whom he had led out of the land of Egypt by the power of the Lord. So he turned to the Lord and said this when God told him he was going to kill all of them. And he said in verse 13, then the Egyptians will hear it, for by your might you brought these people up from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They've heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, and that your cloud stands above them, and that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, oh, because the Lord was not able to bring this people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. And now, I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. Now here is a phenomenal example of someone interceding, praying intensely with fervor, with sincerity of heart, out of a heart of love for someone else who's clearly in sin and deserving of consequences. And yet this intercessor pleads with the Lord and receives an answer from God, and the Lord spares the one the intercessor prayed for. Here Moses could have easily said, you know what, God, I'm fed up with them too. In fact, go right ahead. I've about had it with all their grumbling and complaining. Let's start over. And he could have received the blessing of the Lord. God would have made a new nation out of him, and things could have gone as God originally intended. But Moses had such a heart of love for those people that he cried out to the Lord. And it's rather amusing, in a sense, the particular line of reasoning that he used with the Lord, as if God hadn't thought of these things. He's basically saying to God, well, what are the Egyptians going to say? And what are the people of this land going to think? They're going to think you're not strong enough. Basically telling God, they're going to think you're not a very powerful God. And do you think that God was concerned about whether the people of that land thought highly of him or not? I sincerely doubt it. But he received Moses' intercession because he could see Moses' heart of love for these people, and also the fact that Moses reminded the Lord of his promise of mercy, his promise of long-suffering, the fact that God was a God who forgives sin and transgression, and that God had forgiven this people already many times from Egypt, even until right at that moment. So God clearly decided to change his mind about what he was going to do purely at the intercession of Moses. The Lord said in Numbers 14:20, I have pardoned according to your word. He responded to Moses' intercession just because Moses asked him to. He responded to Moses' intercession to spare the people because Moses asked him to forgive them. That is a very powerful example for us today, that God listens to the prayers of his people. And you may have someone in your life who you could say in the natural, just looking at them with natural eyes, they deserve whatever they get. They've been living a life of sin, destruction, and tragedy, nipping at their heels all the way because of the sinful lifestyle that they've chosen. And yet, Moses interceded for these people who deserved punishment, death, for being so rebellious against God, not appreciating what God had done so far, delivering them from the bondage of Egypt, miracle after miracle, delivering them from Pharaoh's army, chasing them, and many other astounding difficulties that they ran into that were always reversed by God's goodness. And yet Moses' intercession for them caused God to change his mind. That's a powerful thought. What was Moses' prayer secret? First of all, I believe that God loves the heart of an intercessor, of a prayer warrior, who prays with an unconditional love for people. Moses's intercession was definitely full of unconditional love. He did not reject the people, even though they repeatedly had rejected him as the leader. Reading through the text, you can find where they were always trying to replace Moses or speaking evil of him or resisting his authority as their leader. Despite the fact that they had consistently disrespected him, Moses still prayed with unconditional love for God to spare them. One of Moses' prayer secrets was that he had the heart of God. We know that from 1 John 4:8, God is love, and God loves a person whose heart is like his own, filled with unconditional love for the sinner. A second prayer secret of Moses was that he was tremendously humble. He didn't worry about his own status in life. He didn't worry about how people thought of him. And the third and really crowning point, I believe, of Moses's prayer secrets was the same as Abraham. Moses and Abraham both were considered the friend of God. God's called you to be a friend of God. He's given us that privilege. Jesus said in John 15:15, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. When you come to the Lord in prayer, come from that place of privilege that God has given to every believer, that we've been called friends of God, and we can speak with the Lord that way. We don't have to come trembling, though God is worthy of all reverence. We have been given a privilege to come into his presence as friends and to speak with the Lord as a man speaks to his friend. It'll change your prayer life if you will take on that same heart that Moses and Abraham had. And it's the gift that is given to every believer that Jesus promised us in John 15:15. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.